what's going on, everybody? This is Mr. Spam, and this is a quick hit. I haven't done a quick hit in a long time, and it's been a couple years, but with the quick hits, what I'm really trying to do is convey a message that doesn't entail an entire podcast episode or the full-fledged production that is the Spam Report or the Beer and Chicken or whatever else, but just to convey a message, man, real quick, and this is my way of doing that. I've gotten some pretty heated messages about the publishing of the Black, White, and Yellowish podcast. A lot of you have expressed some concern. A lot of you have expressed disappointment in me. And I just want to, apologize. Right, I want to apologize to everybody involved. And I'll tell y'all what, you know, for me, what really just kind of happened here. As you guys know, man, I've been trying to branch out the Spam Report into a network, right? A network of shows where it's not just me, it's not just my voice that you hear on this network, that you'll hear a plethora of different voices. Some of them you may not like, some of them you may like or whatever. And it was my thinking that with, you know, shows that you may or may not like, that you just would choose not to listen to them, right? Like, you know, that you had options on the Spam Report podcast network, whether that be, you know, Beer and Chicken, whether that be the Spam Report, whether that be any other shows that I added to the network, that you had a little something that you could listen to, that you could enjoy and everything else, right? And I made it a point with the Beer and Chicken podcast. I'm sorry, not with the Beer and Chicken podcast, but with the Black, White, and Yellowish podcast. I made it a point to put a disclaimer on that show that the views expressed on that show are those of the person who said the things that they said, and they don't necessarily reflect the views of me or of the Spam Report podcast network. Now, understand this. I'm in an interesting position because I am someone who has gotten on this mic and who has railed against giving certain voices a platform, right? I've done that myself. I've done that with like the Breakfast Club, and I've done that with like the Daily Show with Tommy Lauren, giving Tommy Lauren a platform with which to speak and normalize her, you know, her point of view and everything else. And so I can understand where you guys, as my listeners, can feel a little like, yo, what the fuck, Span? What is this, right? Now, the thing with the Black, White, and Yellowish podcast is that I approach them. Right. I approached them with the idea of being a part of the Spam Report podcast network. They didn't come to me. They didn't ask me for anything. I approached them with it. You know, it was a friend of mine from high school, Ardell. He was getting into the podcast game. I saw this as an opportunity to, you know, kind of help out a friend, you know, as far as like learning the podcasting ropes and, you know, giving them some support as to how to do this podcasting thing. And I felt like also this will be another opportunity for you guys to have another show with which to listen to on the Spam Report Podcast Network. And in my eagerness to do so, I did not listen to all of the content that they had produced, right? That is on me. That is on me. There are some things that I heard on the show that I did not agree with. There are some things on the show that I wouldn't endorse. And despite the fact that I put on a disclaimer that the views expressed on that show does not necessarily reflect my views. And of course, if you've been listening to me long enough, you guys know pretty much what my views are. But at the end of the day, with that show going out as part of the Spam Report podcast network, it's almost a tacit endorsement of what was going on. Right. And so I take full responsibility for that. Again, those guys never asked me to be a part of the Spare Report Podcast Network. I asked them. And in my eagerness to grow this network, in my eagerness to give you guys another show on the network where it's not my voice that you hear, you know, that's what happened. Like, I put out some some episodes where I hadn't even heard everything. And, you know, as the steward of the Span Report Podcast Network, as the person who in charge of that, you know, yo, at the end of the day, that buck stops with me. And so to my listeners, I would like to sincerely apologize for any of you guys being offended by what was published. I also want to apologize to the guys over at the Black, White, and Yellowish podcast, because they are being who they are. And one of the things about it, you know, like, I might not necessarily agree with what it is that they say, or I might not necessarily agree with, you know, their point of view. I wouldn't feel right getting on this mic and telling someone else how to do their show. I can give you pointers as to how I feel like it may relate better with an audience, but they feel like their show has a certain thing to it, and they're right. And there's definitely an audience for it, but this might not be that audience. And so, you know, for me, I like to apologize to, you know, like I said, my listeners, for those of you who are offended by the publication of the Black, White, and Yellowish podcast on the Span Report Podcast Network. And I'd also like to apologize to the guys over at the Black, White, and Yellowish podcast for, you know, even entangling them in this, you know, like, this is nobody's fault but mine, you know, nobody's fault but mine. And, you know, as a man and as someone who tries to have some integrity in this game, and, you know, especially with, especially being on this mic, man, your integrity is everything. If folks don't believe in what you say, then you've really lost everybody. And what I don't want and what I don't need is for the audience of the Span Report to feel like my integrity is in question because of the publication of the Black, White, and Yellowish podcast. However, I wish those dudes, you know, future success, man. Like, like I said, Ardell is a friend of mine. We don't necessarily agree on a hell of a lot. Most folks don't necessarily agree on everything. But I also understand that there were some things said on their podcast that I can't stand behind. And there's also the fact that when that podcast goes out as part of the Span Report Podcast Network, you see my name. So, you know, you see my name on that. It's their show, but you see my name on that. And I have to own that. I have to own that. And so, like I said, man, I want to apologize to everybody who may have been offended with the publication of the Black, White, and Yellowish podcast on the Span Report Podcast Network. These are one of the things that I have to learn, you know, in growing this. It's a mistake on my part. And going forward, I have to be a hell of a lot more diligent on what it is and that goes out on the Span Report Podcast Network, you know. That's on me. So, yeah, man. My apologies to all who might not have been feeling the Black, White, and Yellowish podcast and those who were offended by the content of that show. But going forward, we will be a hell of a lot more stringent on the content that we produce for the Span Report Podcast Network. So, talk to you guys soon. Peace.